At the end of the war, the League of Nations was annulled, because this organization that should hinder the catastrophe of a further world war did not work. So it was replaced by what they thought a better organization, the United Nations. And then one of the first sessions of the United Versions was in November 1947. You see, 70 years ago. And the Balfour Declaration, 100 years ago. So we have one jubilee after the other in this year. And so the UN partition plan was accepted by the majority, which meant, yes, for a Jewish statehood. But the Arab world was enraged. They said, never. And if a Jewish statehood will become reality, we will destroy this state and the Jews immediately. But why is it called the partition plan? Because the UN did not decide that the Jews could get the rest of Palestine, 23%. This was too much in the eyes of the UN. So they said, we make again a partition, and you see what here is in blue. This the Jews should get. And by the rest, they would make a second Arab-Palestinian state. And the Jews said, yes, at least we get a state. And you see, Jerusalem was not part of this Jewish state, was excluded. And eastern Jerusalem, with the Temple Mount, Moriah, Zion, should become an international city. But the Islamic world were enraged. Why? There was no problem of West Bank, Gaza Strip, Golan Heights. So, you know, the West Bank is the hindrance, the settlements of the Jews are the hindrance to peace in Middle East. What a nonsense. There was no peace before the question of a West Bank. So, you see, they were enraged. Why? Because the teaching of Al-Mawardi says no land, even not one square meter, that was Islamic house can be ruled by non-Muslims. That's the point. Nothing for the Jews. Impossible. Because it's against Islam. But the Jews accepted to get 12.6% of Palestine. And 87.4% should be for the Arab Palestinians. And so May 14, 1948 became reality. Ben-Gurion announced in Tel Aviv by radio, here, State of Israel, 2,000 years have passed. The time has come for God. No one can resist him. And then a rabbi left and prayed. There were 400 Zionists gathered together in this hall in Tel Aviv. And Golda Meir later on writes, everyone had tears in his eyes. When this rabbi prayed, a prayer that every Jewish child knows. Very common. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, shehechayanu vekimanu, vehigianu lazman hazeh. Glory, blessed be thou, our God, Lord of the universe, that thou hast led us unto this moment, and let us survive. So she said, never this prayer had such a meaning just after the Holocaust. But in the night from the 14th to the 15th May, the independence war broke out. The last troops of the British left Palestine, and already 9 official armies of the Arabs were waiting on the new front lines for Israel. And so Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, with the Palestinians and even more, began a war of extermination against Israel. And Israel in the beginning did not have really strong weapons. But 9 official armies, well equipped, came against them. And Israel in the beginning had only some planes to fight. And official armies came against them. But after 1 year, Israel survives and emerges victorious with a gain of territory. It was incredible. And this was the fulfillment of Psalm 83, verse 4, a prophetical psalm. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. This never had been fulfilled in the past, but then. Now, 49, ceasefire by the UN. And the result of the war was this. Jordan annexed the West Bank. You see, Israel could add this territory, in red territory, you see, to the blue territory. By the way, all this here in the south is just the desert of Negev. Don't think too high about this territory that the UN gave them. So they could add and they could link territories together, you see. And even they could link territories together with Jerusalem. But Jordan annexed the West Bank. And you see, the West Bank became only then a geographical entity. This was a new entity that did never exist before. And they could also conquer Eastern Jerusalem. They killed the Jews in the old city of Jerusalem, or they had to flee. But then they built a wall separating Western Jerusalem from Eastern Jerusalem. And no Jew had ever access to the Western Wall, which was the rest of the Second Temple in the time of Jesus Christ. And the Jews that were living since old times in the West Bank, they were all massacred or expelled. So there were no more Jews in the West Bank. But there were before, you see. But then the Arabs said, oh, we didn't achieve the destruction of Israel. We will do it another time. And then they got, during years, modern weapons from the former Soviet Union. And in 1967 they were convinced, now we are able to destroy completely Israel. And you see, the second attempt of a total destruction of Israel was decided in this Hotel Palestine in Alexandria. I once drank a Coke in front of this hotel, but I tell you, this is quite a disturbing feeling. Here, the destruction of Israel was decided when the president of Egypt, Nasser, invited the important people of the Arab world. Now we will destroy Israel. And so Israel knew a next war should be very short because we do not have enough petrol. The Arabs have enough petrol for their vehicles, but we don't. So it should be very short. So we have to decide when the war will begin, not the Arabs. And therefore, the Six-Day War began in June the 5th. The Israeli planes went under the radars to Egypt, and they destroyed most of the airplanes, war airplanes of Egypt, when they were still on their airbase. So before the pilots came to go in, destroyed, one airplane after the other, in some hours. At the same time, they did the same in Syria, and partly in Iraq, and also in Jordan. The Air Force was destroyed in this war.